Dallas Road took an especially hard hit in Tuesday's powerful windstorm, which left City of Victoria crews clearing debris from sidewalks and bike lanes along the oceanfront route early Wednesday. A portion of the road and its multi-use pathway that was closed Tuesday from South Turner Street to Oswego Street reopened Wednesday morning after flooding eased. Crews also assessed the lower walkway at Holland Point Park, but no serious issues were reported. The Greater Victoria Harbour Authority, which oversees Ogden Point and four Inner Harbour marinas, including Fisherman's Wharf, reported no significant damage in the wake of the storm, which saw water levels at Ogden Point rise to almost cover the main piers. "Having the water that high is an unusual sight," spokesperson Stella Garcia said. "It was unprecedented enough that our staff working there took video." The nearby James Bay boat ramp was littered with material left by the storm, she said. "There is more wood debris on it than we've ever seen." Garcia said there were no reports of boats getting loose at Harbor Authority marinas, thanks to preventive efforts by maintenance crews. On Tuesday, crews dealt with issues ranging from broken mooring lines at the docks to securing houseboats at Fisherman's Wharf, just to be doubly sure because they were moving quite a bit, she said. "Some mooring lines did break, but they were on it right away." The Ogden Point breakwater reopened Wednesday morning, but it was a dangerous place at the height of the storm, she said. "Waves were going right over it and bringing with them very heavy driftwood." In Souk, Whiffen Spit Park and Souk Bluff Parks reopened Wednesday after Tuesday closures, but the Whiffen Spit parking lot remains closed. Whiffen Spit Trail is functioning as a nature trail with considerable debris on the path, the District of Souk said in a statement. "Please use caution if visiting the park. Crews will remain working in the areas for several days." Esquimalt closed beach access off Kinver Road when a retaining wall on private property that already needed repair was further damaged by the storm. Environment Canada meteorologist Armel Castellan said the combination of the highest tides of the year, called spring tides or king tides, and high winds resulted in powerful waves that surged onto the shore Tuesday carrying debris. "We saw a really strong push through Juan de Fuca Strait, curling around into Haro Strait." The storm saw gusts of 115 km per hour at Sheringham Point near Shirley, 113 km per hour at Race Rocks, 104 km per hour at Gonzales and 87 km per hour at Saturna Island. Castellan said the wind speed at Gonzales was at the upper end of what is usually seen there. Elsewhere on the island, gusts reached 81 km per hour in Tofino, 70 km per hour in Qualicum and 60 km per hour in Nanaimo. J. Bell at TimesColonist.com. ... To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor. Letters at TimesColonist.com.